Thanks for being a part of In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And we're in our studios, as always, with Chris Sims. And this time of year, Chris Sims does his top 40 quarterback list. This one's circa 2023. And there's always some interesting information that can be garnered by that list. Chris Sims puts a lot of time into it. Boy, he studies tape of everybody. And the Bengals play a lot of outstanding quarterbacks. There's no doubt about it. The AFC is loaded with quarterback talent. Chris Sims reflects that in not only his top 40, but his top 10 is predominantly AFC. We'll talk to him about that. And of course, about a quarterback that wears number 9 for the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow. He has him rated number 2 behind Patrick Mahomes. We'll find out why. Thanks for joining us in the trenches with Dave Lapham. You made a great decision because our good friend, an unbelievable football mind, a football mensa. This guy, he studies more football than anybody, I think. And now he came out this time of year with his top 40 quarterback list, and it's always must read for me. That is Chris Sims. Chris, welcome to the show, my man.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Always good. You're always good with the introductions there, man. Thanks for making me feel good. And yeah, the quarterback rankings, it's all in the book. It's good. It's the end of the season. I mean, you know, it's finally the end of the year. It's like last weekend was my first weekend where I didn't have to like watch film or break something down or write, you know, pages of notes on something. So it's refreshing a little to be done with it all and check out here and, you know, get ready to take a break before we start for real with training camp in about 5 weeks.
I hear it. I hear that very for sure. But nobody works harder than you at it, though, man. You really do. You're a grinder. You like that grind big time, don't you?
I do. I love it. You know, I know, you know, first off, work ethic like you is important in any, you know, line of work. And then I think when you talk about football and, you know, that there's a standard there where if you want to be good at it and be knowledgeable, you got to work, you got to study. You know, I knew that as a quarterback playing or when I was working as a low level assistant for the New England Patriots. And I kind of view myself as like a TV GM. That's how I kind of look at it. Like I'm the GM for all 32 teams. I know I'm not perfect all the time, but like you said, I do love it. I'm passionate about it. And I do work at it and I enjoy watching film and, you know, writing pages of notes and stuff like that. It really is, it's a joy for me in a lot of ways.
Well, that's why in my mind, knowing you for the length of time that I have, I know that when you say something, it's not just off the cuff. It's not just, you know, oh, what kind of reaction am I? You have research to back everything up. I mean, you know, opinions are opinions, but you have facts and you have research that backs up your opinions big time. That's why I always appreciate reading what
Thanks,
you
Thanks, Dave.
And seeing what you got to say. All right, so let's get into it. The top 40 quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, number 1. No shock there for obvious reasons. But Bengal fans love number 2. Joe Burrow, number 2 quarterback in your top 40. Tell us why you have Joe Burrow rated that highly, Chris.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's obvious, right? You know, for me, you know, Mahomes, yeah, the king of the sport right now. Burrow and Josh Allen, though, I think those three, you know, kind of stand apart from the rest of football, even for Herbert, who I have at number 4. I think there's a little gap there. You know, when I talk about Joe Burrow, there's so many things to talk about. And what I take into account here, you know, when I do my studies and break this down, hey, leadership and your effect on the organization is certainly part of this. Joe Burrow, special in that department. I mean, come on. The Bengals weren't cool. The uniforms were ugly. You know, there was no edge about them. And now Joe Burrow's there. And it's like, whoa, the uniforms are cool. And whoa, they're clutch. And they got ice in their veins. And it seems like they're not scared of anybody. And that's the Joe Burrow effect. So that's the off the field intangibles that actually is tangible on the field as well. But then I think when you break down the player and what he does on the field, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff I'm going to say here, Dave. First off, I think he's the most surgical quarterback in the NFL, right? And nobody plays the position of quarterback better than Joe Burrow, right? The way it was intended. Now, you know, Josh Allen, Mahomes, they're great, and they got their little spin on things. But I'm talking about, like, I feel like guys like Bill Walsh and Don Coryell and Mike Shanahan and Joe Gibbs, right? If they were going to teach their young quarterbacks how to play the game, like Joe Burrow, you'd put it on a reel and go, hey, this is how you want to go with the reads. This is how you want to work the pocket. This is how you want to stay in good throwing position. This is how you actually want to throw the ball. Let's look at Joe. His mechanics are flawless. So I think that's where it starts, let alone in saying all that, I don't want it to be forgotten that this guy is a great physical talent as well. So he's nuanced and a natural at playing the position and then has an awesome arm. Okay, it's not Mahomes or Josh Allen, but it's not far off of it. And then working the pocket or playing backyard football outside of the pocket, man, Joe Burrow's special in that department as well. And, yeah, I thought this year the consistency, the way he played in big moments, I thought that was enough to make him surpass Josh Allen, who I view very highly as well, and made me make Burrow 2 and Allen 3.
So when you look at Joe Burrow, is he as good as in the league right now in putting the ball in tight windows, throwing the ball to spots that, you know, his receiver is the only guy that can make a play on it?
I think so. You know, that's where I get into, you know, surgical is he's gone above, like, hey, we just want him to hit the target, or hey, we just want him to hit the bullseye. He's like, no, we'd like you to hit the left corner of the bullseye, right? Or the bottom right corner of it. I think it's gotten that nuanced.
Right.
You know, that's where his ability to read the defense and make a decision and go through reads, I think it's the fastest in the NFL. Like, you watch some plays and you go, I don't even know how he diagnosed it that quick and got over there. But it's also great in the fact, too, of, hey, the accuracy, the throwing. I think he's one of the best back shoulder throwers in football, to your point. Right. And that's, again, accuracy. Oh, hey, Jamar Chase running up the sideline. The guy's worried about the go route, so he stays on top of him. And Joe's just like, hey, no big deal. I'll hit you in the ear hole here, Jamar. Just put your hands there and we'll be okay. And that's where he is really special. And then he's got a lot of different ways in which he can throw the ball, too. So it's not just like hit the bullseye with a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. He can do a little sidearm. He can flick it with his wrist. He can throw it out there and let people run under the ball. There's really nothing he can't do on the field right now. He's pretty damn special.
And you know, people say, guys, they're so competitive. Well, you play at the level of the National Football League. You are a competitive person. There's no question about it. But Joe has, like you talked about, the edge. Man, he just – it is win at all cost with the dude, you know, and his teammates respond. There's no question.
Yeah, that's another part where I think he, Mahomes, you know, Jalen Hurts, right, probably fits in that category as far as, like, guys and Josh Allen, I don't want to slight him, where guys in the locker room go, oh, wait, he's here today? Oh, we got a chance, no matter what. Doesn't matter if we're banged up and we're missing 3-0 linemen or our top receiver or whatever, you know, the Brady, the Peyton Manning effect, where the whole organization just goes, oh, number 9's here. We can win. We can make a play for the Super Bowl. And I think that's what he's done to the whole organization. And then, of course, when, you know, he puts his money where his mouth is as far as he has that aura about him, but then he goes out in the field and he delivers. He's the only guy we've seen so far in the NFL not blink or hesitate or back down to the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, you know, at least of the new age guys. We know Brady put up a fight and all that, but Brady was established already. So, yeah, I look forward to that rivalry. But, man, I mean, you know, it's the dealing with the offensive line issues that I would say for the first 10 or 12 weeks of this year, the offensive line might have been worse than the year before that when it was really bad. But then he, like, to your point where he wins at all costs, he just gets it done. Okay, wait, I'm not going to be protected well today. All right, I'm going to have sixth sense. I'm going to have an eye in the back of my head. Hey, I'm going to get the ball out here. Oh, wait, we're kind of starting to feel the pass rush out a little bit. Oh, they're getting a little tired because I've been getting it out of my hand quick. All right, now I'll pat the ball. Zoom! There's T. Higgins for a 40-yard gain. So he's got a natural feel for the game and the situations that is nuanced and very mature for a guy that's, you know, only in his third year in the NFL.
Unbelievable stuff. Great stuff about number nine, Joe Burrow. Let's take big picture look at the at this this top 40. The AFC is loaded at the quarterback position. I mean, and your list proves it out. And I'm a big believer now about the AFC. Looking at your list, the top six quarterbacks on your list are AFC quarterbacks. Seven out of eight out of the top 10. I mean, right. That is heavy duty in terms of the AFC. And then look at the AFC North. All four AFC North quarterbacks are in your top 25. Kenny Pickett is at number 25, but the other three are in your top nine.
So yes.
I mean, you've got you know, Joe Burrow, you got Lamar Jackson at number five, and then at number nine, Deshaun Watson. I mean, Bengals play those guys twice. You know, there's six football games right there. It's going to be a big time challenge for Lou Anarumo and that Bengals defense.
Definitely. I don't, you know, one, I think we're in a pretty special era of quarterback. I know we all want one. We all want a Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes to be the quarterback of our team, but there's not 32 of them to go around. That's why they're special. But, well, I mean, when I look at the top 10, you know, like you said, six out of the top seven, eight, I just go, it's an incredible list of talented guys we have right now. You know, the top five guys, Lamar Jackson, Herbert, Allen, Burrow, they're all Hall of Fame talents. They're Hall of Famers. Now, can the team and everything support them the right way? And can they have the, you know, accolades to get in the Hall of Fame? We'll see. But their talents are Hall of Fame. I have no doubt about it. I mean, Mahomes is in the Hall of Fame already. We know that. That's going there. But yeah, I mean, to your point, Dave, and what you're talking about here, and I've been saying this a lot on my podcast and Pro Football Talk with Florio, like, have you ever seen the AFC this good? I don't remember it. I mean, they'd have to go back to the 70s maybe, where you want to get into, you know, the Steelers and the Oilers and the Raiders and some, like, maybe. But I still don't know if that even competes with what we're seeing right now. And then, you know, I have people all the time, like, and this holds true for the AFC North, just like the AFC East. I live up here in the New York area. Everybody wants to know about the Jets. I go, yeah, the Jets are going to be good. But damn, the AFC is stacked. The AFC East is stacked. The AFC North is stacked. Like, I think we're looking at a year where every now and then, like, this happens, where you could have a team in the AFC who's a Super Bowl caliber team who doesn't get the offs, right? It happened a few years ago, the year where Antonio Brown didn't show up for practice the last week of the year, and then that year they missed the playoffs because Baltimore, something happened down in Baltimore, and they were sitting there watching on the field. But that was right. 1 year. I want to say that was 2019 or 2018, where I went, ooh, the Steelers could have won the Super Bowl, but they didn't even get in the playoffs. And I feel like that could happen this year. And then, of course, like you talk about your division, Lamar Jackson, we know how special he is. The Ravens are really good. I mean, let's not forget, they were about to go up seven in Cincinnati in the wild card game before the strip QB sneak fumble, right? So we know they're going to be real. And then I do say watch out for Cleveland because of Deshaun Watson. He's a superstar. Deshaun Watson, to me, when I watch it back, I go, man, he's still got it all. He's got everything. Mm-hmm. It's just rust. He's got to knock off the rust and get comfortable. And I think we'll see the old Deshaun Watson again, who's, again, a guy that I think is really a top five talent in the NFL, a quarterback. He's just got to get out there and play a little bit once more.
I mean, you've hit on so many tremendous points. I mean, the quarterback play in the AFC North as well as the defenses. I mean, but all these teams have very sound, solid defenses, very well coached. You know, it's going to be a major challenge. Then when you started talking about the 70s and making comparison with the AFC quarterbacks and the teams in the 70s, I can speak for 1 year. We go 10-4. We don't make the playoffs. Pittsburgh wins the division at 12-2 with Terry Bradshaw. The Oilers are 13-3, are 11-3. And then we go 10-4 and we're home. There's only one wild card.
Right, you know, right.
We don't make the wild card at with a 10-4 record with tiebreak.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. That's where we could see that this year. We could see you could see a 10-7 Jets football team and go, "Whoa, they didn't make the playoffs," or the Browns at 10-7, whatever. I wouldn't be shocked. And going, man, they're 10-7, and ooh, they just got healthy, and they could have made a real run and been scary. And you know, so that's what I think is fascinating about the year is the AFC is stacked. There's a lot of great teams, right? You got teams like the Dolphins, who I think might have the best roster in the whole conference. But we got Tua's health. They're young. Are they battle tested? Are they ready for prime time? There's all of that. So it should be interesting. The AFC is so up for grabs. And then there you have the NFC, where I just go, man, the 49ers and Eagles, I think, are so much better than the rest of the conference. I think there's a pretty wide margin there.
I agree. You know, it's two or three teams maybe in the NFC.
Right.
It's potentially 10, you know, yes, in the NFC. And in that year, we felt like, honestly, if we had gotten in the playoffs, we would have done some damage, you know.
My dad had a year in 1988. They played Week 16 against the New York Jets. If they win the game, they're going to get home field advantage and be the number one seed in the NFC playoffs. If they lose, they don't even get in the playoffs, right? And, of course, that was similar to this AFC. The NFC, that was when they were in their heyday, where it was like Giants, Washington, Bears, Niners, Cowboys won the Super Bowl every year for like 14 years straight. There was nothing else there. But, yeah, I think that's what we could see here. And to your point, like, I look at the conference in the AFC, and I literally go, the only team that I would feel comfortable totally canceling out and going, no, they won't make the playoffs, is Houston. Everybody else I could go, like, Denver with Sean Payton, do I think he'll get Russell Wilson back on track and that defense is good? Like, they're going to be a player this year. The Raiders will be a player. The damn Colts are scary. Even with Anthony Richardson at quarterback, they got a good defense, a good O-line, and now you bring that angle. So, it's unbelievable. I don't ever remember anything like this, at least in my playing days or since I've been on the media side of things.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team. Opportunity knocking. Hey there, everybody. I'm Dave Lapham, and we do a podcast called In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And if you want to hit the like button on when you're reserving any video, that'd be a good thing to do. And if you want to subscribe and not miss any videos, make sure you do that, because we are going to try to cover the Cincinnati Bengals every way that they can be covered.